Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalet. We are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to the two dots at Tana Rabbanan. Okay, it's about five or six lines after the Gemara starts. Tana Rabbanan. Lova alav mina over kochavim. If a Jew borrows money from a guy, that's the story. You borrowed money from a guy, and it's unsaid that you told the guy, listen, if I don't pay you back, take my eved. Right? That's how you'll get paid. Kivon sha'asalo over kochavim nemuso. Once the guy does nemuso, we'll see what that is in a second. Yatza lecheres. The guy, the Eved Kirani goes out free. My nemuso. What does that mean, nemuso? Amar Huna bar Yehuda nashki. It's some kind of simin that he now belongs to the guy. To the guy. Whether it's a leash or a chain or some kind of mark that now he belongs to the guy. So Gemara says, 1 second. That can't be what it means. Why not? Because Masav Rav Sheshes Harisin. Let's say you work for a guy, right? You're an Arison. You're an Aris, which is a sharecropper, right? Or Hachakiros, different kind of sharecropping agreement. Or Harise Bate Avos. You have a sharecropping agreement that you yarshin from your father. So like you're grandfathered in to be a sharecropper. Or a guy gave a mashkin to a Jew. Even though you did nimuso, petur ben amaiser. You're pata from maiser. Why are you pata from maiser? Because the field's not yours. Right? The field's not yours. The question is, what's nimuso? Can't mean a mark. It doesn't make any sense over here. Right?
What is this different than a point that he
does? It's not different. Not so different. 1 second. V'itzal k'daita. Nashki. If nimuso means nashki, a mark, sadeh bas nashki hu? You can't do that to a field. So what's going on? Ella amar rav sheshes zman. It means zman. Nimuso doesn't mean anything to do with the mark. It means zman. What does that mean, zman? Now, kasha zman azman. So it's a kasha. How come by the eved goes free? And over here, the fields are not chayev and meiser. Why is it not chayev and meiser? Because it's really the guys. Why is that? What's the difference? So, lo kasha, not kasha. Ha, demat zmane. Over here, the time came for you to pay back the loan. Therefore, right? That's what it means. Ha, demat zmane. Right? The time ran out. Therefore, the guy takes possession of the eved. And therefore, he goes out free. Because we know that if you give an eved to a guy, he goes free. Ha, but in the case of the Sadeh, Dilomat is money. The time didn't come. So therefore, there's no Meiser yet. Still belongs to a guy. Okay, he gave it to you as a Mashkin. So what? You have no right to take that field yet. It's a Mashkin. Therefore, therefore it's a Chayev Meiser. Why? It belongs to a guy. Elagabe over Zman, Elagabe Eved, Dizmata Zmane Trichel Meimar. So I need you to tell me this din. The Mishnah said that. If you give an eved to a guy, he goes out free. Why are you repeating it? Ella, idi dilomot dezmane. It did no. Neither case did this man come. Velo kasha. It's still not a kasha. Ha. The case of the Brisa, talking about the eved, is legufa. Talking about the eved himself. Vaha. But in the case of the talking about the mashkin, when he gave the mashkin to a field, we're talking about lepera. We're talking about the peros. Right? And lo matizmane. So the payros are not chayev and meiser. You don't own the field, you just own the payros. But the payros not due yet. Therefore, therefore the yipater and meiser. V'bayisem, or b'shelova almanas lamashkino v'lamashkino. Yeah, that's a different answer. So the first answer was, the time didn't come yet. The reason why the Eved goes out free is because it's the goof of the Eved. So once you do that, it's already a knas, you have to free the Eved. The case of the field, I have the guy's field. Why am I not giving Meiser? Because it did not do yet. It's not going to take off Meiser. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the guy. Anybody say another answer?
Bishalova. It's not because it's not due, it's because it belongs to the guy.
But it's a mashkin.
It's a mashkin, but
so that's exactly the case. So it's not such a kasha. So there's no meiser. V'ibayisema, or another answer. B'shalov almanas l'mashkino v'lamashkino. We made up that I'm going to take it as a mashkin, but I never took it. I didn't take it. So therefore, when it comes to an eved, Even saying that is enough to make him free. Why? Because it's very machmir. You mistreated the Evan by even saying he's going to be a mashkin. By the field, there's no meiser until you take it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Gvo b'chovo, let's say you pay back a debt. You pay back the Evan, you pay back a debt. O shalakuchu sirikrikin. Right? Sirikrikin, Rashi says, sirikrikin. Bishah sheyisrael mufkarin lahariga. You're going to be killed. You're going to be killed. The guy's going to kill you for whatever reason, whether it's justified or not. Va'amar la'oved kachavmi, tell the guy, shalkar kazu o eved zu v'hanichani. Take my eved and let me live. Right? So what if you say that? Does the eved go free? Now, again, Tana Rabbanan, govo b'chovo, if you use it to pay back a debt, o shalakcho sirikrikin, or you use it to free yourself, lo yatzel l'cheiris. It doesn't go out free. He doesn't go out free. What about a chov? Why not? Right? Don't we know that if you do that, it goes out free? I understand you're forced. Your life is on the line. So you'll say anything. So I understand that Evan doesn't go free. I understand that one. What about the first one? Chovo? For Minu? Haresha Antu Bayis Hamelech. What? I'm sorry. Haresha Antu Beis Hamelech Grono? Garno? What does that mean? Imbechovo Chayev Laaser. Right. If the king seizes your land,
granary.
He seizes your granary, your land. If it's to pay back a debt, chayev laser, you have to give meiser. In ban piros patula meiser. And if it's on piros means it's totally
eminent domain,
right? Then patula meiser. Why? Why?
Because
what do you?
It takes it away.
That's not yours anymore.
Not mine anymore. What?
Apparently a debt you pay by installments.
Fine. The point is, when you pay back a debt, it leaves your possession. So how come over there by the field, it leaves your possession, then Pater and Meister belongs to the guy now. So how come over here, if I pay back a debt, and now my Evan belongs to the guy, how come it doesn't go free?
Why should he give him Meister?
Nobody. It's exactly the point. It's not yours anymore. Exactly, it's exactly the point. So the Gemara says, no. Shiny hasam to come ishtar shilei. No, they are happy. Because you had a legitimate debt. You had a legitimate debt. So you paid back the debt. So you're happy. I don't have that debt anymore. I would have preferred to pay it in cash. He took my field. All right, he took my field. I don't have the debt. Here, it's an illegitimate thing, illegitimate seizure. I don't want to pay, I don't owe this money. What's he doing to me? Did he come seize my land for no reason? So why should he go free? That's the case. Okay, Rashi says, "Hakam shtarshele hare nana mehem." You're happy about that. Mishum sheporei achovo. You pay back your debt. Hilkach linyan isur chayev b'meiser. You chayev b'meiser. Miu gabe eved kanta mishum mechirahi. We give you a knas. That's normal. It's normally v'zeh, but in this case, lo machar midaito. You didn't want to sell him. Ella shalol ritzono gaboy v'amai niknase. They seized it from you. Why should they ever go free now? If somehow you can get him back, then you get him back. So Tashma, 1 second. Damar Rav Hamocher Avdo leparhang. If you sell your eved to a parhang over kochavim, which is a guy who is a liar, the seizure is improper. That's a lecheris. He goes out free. Why does he go out free? Again, you didn't want to sell. You didn't have to sell him. The guy's a liar. So why does he go out free? Why don't we say the same thing? The answer is Hasam have a pious for low pious. No, you should have given him something else. You should have appeased him in some other way. If he comes and says, "I'm taking that effort," you have no choice. Doesn't go free. You have no choice. If he comes and says, "Okay, what can I take from you? What can I take from you? What can I seize from you?" You say, "How about the effort?" That's not the same thing. Even though it's illegitimate. Right?
So what happens then? Evan now is with the guy,
and then we said yesterday, if he runs away, he goes out free.
Okay. Well, you can't.
He comes back to the Jew and says, "You know what? You're much better master. I'll be over here. By the way, I want to inform you, you're free now."
Yeah.
Exactly. Gufa, we actually learned that. Amar Rav, Hamocher Avdol Aparhan, Ovi Kochavim, Yatzol Acheris. He goes out free. My Havel Elamevid, what do you want from the guy? What's he supposed to do? Havel Elapayas, below Pius. He should have appeased him, but he didn't. What if you sell an Evan only for 30 days? For 30 days I'll sell, then I'm having him back to the guy. Does he go free or not?
Is it sending or renting?
It's like basically it's a rental. So Tashma, one second. Damar Rav, Hamoch Rav, the power of the Chavim, the Lecheres. We said, if we just said a second ago that if you give him to the guy, the liar, the illegitimate guy, the illegitimate seizure, he goes free. Why does he go free? Because you should have offered something else. Hasam. So then what do you see from there? Now the Gemara assumes that the Parham is going to give the guy back. He's going to give the Eved back. They need him to build the railroad, and in 5 years he'll give him back to you. So what do you see? He goes free. So even if you sell him for 30 days, he should go free. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam Parham over the Chavim she'enochas there. He's not going back. He's not going back. You thought he was going back. He's not going back. They're keeping him forever. So we don't know the answer to that question. What if can you rent him out for 30 days? We don't know the answer. Machro chutz mi malachto mahu. What if you sell him, but he can't do any work? You know, the Rashi explains, all you're selling him for is to father children. He's not allowed to work, just to father children. That he works for me. I'm renting him out for one purpose. What? To father children by you. But really, he's staying by me. Or chutz mi mitzvos mahu. Exactly. All these kinds. Chutz mi mitzvos mahu. I'll rent him to you, right? On one condition. To the guy. It's always to a guy. You're allowed to sell him to a Jew. Mm-hmm. I'll rent him to you on one condition. He has to do all the mitzvos that he does now.
He has to.
That's the whole reason for the gzeira. You send him to a guy. He can't do mitzvos. I'll let him go by you on one condition. All the mitzvos he has to keep. It's all los asays. And all I say is that it's not Zman Grama, right? Like tzedakah and keeping of aim, all that he has to keep, right? How about that? How about chutz mishabasos v'yomim tovim mahu? I'll send it to you, but you have to give him off on Shabbos and Yantav, right? Or leger toshav. By the way, you see here that Shabbos and Yantav are a separate category than mitzvos.
Yeah.
So in other words, I could even hear that he can't do keeping of aim. The master won't let him the guy, but Shabbos he has to keep.
Interesting because
right, you hear that?
Can you lend a behemoth to somebody to work on Shabbos?
It's such a complicated subject.
That's what I'm saying. So this would be, wouldn't this be fall right in there?
Yeah, it's a good question actually. What about Ger Toshav? What about a Ger Toshav? I don't know. I don't know the answer. What about a Ger Toshav? Who's we're not sure what that is, right? What about Yisrael Mumar Mahu? What about a Jew, but he's a Mumar, right? He's not from, right? Lakusi mahu. What about a kusi? Okay, we don't know what that is either, right? So tipsha pashat miyachada. One of these we could answer. Ger toshav. What's a ger toshav? Harehu over kochav. It's like a guy, in all respects. So that whatever you want to say about a guy, the ger toshav is nothing different. Kusi yisrael mumar. What about a kusi and a yisrael mumar, a Jew who's not from Amri Lake over kochav and Amri Lake Yisrael? It's a machlokas. Okay, not resolved. Boy, my name is Rav Ami. Listen to this. Eved shehippel atzmo legaisas. An Eved that somehow gets drafted in the army. Right? Apparently, it was not really a choice. It wasn't like he enlisted.
They scooped him up.
Now, ve'ein rabo yachol hatzilo. You can't get the master can't get him back. Lo b'dinei Yisrael, v'lo b'dinei ovdei kochavim. He can't get it back in the Jewish courts. He can't get it back in the Goyish courts. There's no way to get the guy back. Now, Mao Shiitol as Damov, but they'll pay for him. So can he accept the money?
Who will pay for him?
The guy, the army. Right?
Well, every
soldier gets wages, right? So can the master get those wages, right? At least he shouldn't lose out his money. Or do we say what?
He's free.
What?
We say he's free now.
What? One second. Or do we say no? We made a gzeira. You're not allowed to sell a guy, you're not allowed to sell an eved to a guy. And if you do that, he goes free. Here, so do we make it zero? No, you can't take the money. So, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zrika, Puk Ayin B'malachta, go check this out. Nafak Daki, Wedi, Vashik, he found the Tanya. There's a price that says like this. Hamoche Bayis La'ovde Kochavim, Dama Vasurin. If you sell your house to a guy, the money's usher. Why? You're not allowed to sell your house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because we don't want goyim living in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to sell your house to a guy. And if you do, you can't get the money. If a guy captures your daughter, right? I'm sorry. Beito shal Yisrael. If he forces you out of the house,
right?
Before he comes with a gun, get out. It's my house now. The ain bail of Yachal Otzio. You can't get him out. Lo b'dine Yisrael, lo b'dine v'chavim. You can't get the guy out. You can't get the guy out. Here he is. Mutter lintel as damav. But he'll pay. He'll pay. So I want that house. Comes in with a bunch of men, throws all the Jews on the street, says, now my house. Puts up a shingle, Mr. Guy. I'll give you a check. I have no problem with that. So can you take the money? Well, you're not allowed to sell it to him.
Willingly.
But here, he threw me out. But he's willing to pay me for it. Funny guy. Right?
Eminent domain.
So they'll throw me out, but they'll pay me for it. I can't get the house back. It's never going to happen. So can I take the money now? So, of course you can.
Where are you supposed to live?
What? You'll find a new house. The Gemara, by the way, that's a very good point. Care. The Gemara is going to say that. You can't be somewhere. You have to live somewhere. You don't have to have an eved. We can say that in a minute. Right? Then what did we say? Can you get the money for the house? Of course you can. Not only that, you write it down in their courts. So of course you get the money. You write it down. You record the deed that so-and-so, I transferred the deed to the guy. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to, but now that he's forcing me to, I might as well get paid for it.
Right.
So the Gemara says, "Vadil mahani mili bias." Maybe that's only by a house. Why? The kifun de lo sagi le below bias lo wasilu zvune. You can't live without a house. You have to live somewhere. You can't live in the street, right? So therefore, there would be no knas. That's why you can accept the money. Aval avda sagi le below avda. Who said you needed an eved? You don't need an eved. You have to have an eved. Therefore, asilu zvune. Or not. In other words, they will make a knas on you. And if they steal your evet, they take your evet, and they offer to pay you for it, you can't take the money. Why? It's a gzera that you shouldn't come to do it on your own. Buy a house, we'll let you get the money. You know why? You have to live somewhere. I don't have to have an evet. Right? Therefore, maybe if they took your evet, I'm doing the eminent domain, they took your evet, they put them in the army, but they'll pay you now for it. They'll pay you. Right? So I don't want the money, I want my evet. No, that you're not getting the evet back. We'll give you money. So can you take the money? Does the tzad say, no, you can't. Why not? Because you don't need an eved, and it's exir. We don't want you to do this willingly. So, shalach lehu, Rav Ami. They sent it to Rav Ami. Mini, me, Omar, Ami, Bar Nasan, Tori Yatza l'chol Yisrael. I say this proclamation. Eved, shehipel, atzbo l'gaisas. If an eved gets to the army, goes to the army, the ain, rabo, yachol latzio, and the master can't get him out, lo b'dinei Yisrael, v'lo b'dinei ovde kochavim, not with a Jewish court, not with a non-Jewish court. Mutter lito las damav. You're allowed to get the paid for it. V'kosi v'malo b'akosh lovde kochavim. Why? Then you should come out to the yadam. At least you can get something out of it. Right. So we reject the argument that we're going to make a knas, because otu, you might come to do it willingly. That far we don't go. Right? So,
Rav Ami.
That's what he said.
You have to... You have to rescue.
No, it means your money. In other words, why should you lose that money? It is totally not your fault. That's what it means, matzal miyadam. That we should have a little hatzala for the guy. Why should he lose his money? An eved could have been worth a lot of money. So why should he lose out? Right? So the answer is he doesn't lose out. Good? Amar Bishua ben Levi, next. Hamocher avdo loovde kochavim. If somebody sells his eved to a guy, kontan also ad meyad b'damav. We make a knas 100 times as much. He has to pay 100 times as much.
To who?
I'm not sure to who. The Beis Din, right?
If you want to buy him back.
If you want to buy him back, you have to pay 100 times as much.
To the guy is knas?
We'll make the Jew buy the guy back, buy the eved back, and it goes free anyway. But we'll make him buy him back for 100 times as much. So dafka olav dafka. You really mean 100 times? Is that what you really mean?
Well,
is that dafka 100 times? Well, tashma damer shlokish hamocher behemagasil of the kochavim. If you sell a behemagasil to a guy, which you're not allowed to do, I'm not 100% sure why you're not allowed to.
Sacrifices.
Rashi gives reasons. I don't know what they mean. Rashi says.
Well, what's behemagasil?
Behemagasil is a fat animal, like a cow. So Rashi says, what?
They'll probably shaft it for the food.
So what?
Ain mochir. Rashi says, ain mochir behem agasa gzeir mishum sha'ila schiros v'nisyone. I don't know what that means. What those things? I don't know what those things mean. Sorry, I just don't know what they mean. Gzeira bishom she'ela schiras v'nisyone. I don't know what that means. Anyway, whatever reason is it, I don't know what they mean. I didn't have a chance to look it up in the art school. What? Oh, because it's Shabbos. Okay, fine. But okay, I'm not sure what that means. Okay, anyway, you're not allowed to do it. What if you did do it? What if you did do it? Kontin also alasar behema. Alasar bedameha. You have to get it ten times as much. How come we said 10 times as much and not before we said 100 times as much? What do you see? Right? So it's not dafka. It just means you have to buy it back 100 times, 10 times. What's the difference? Right? The Dilma, no. Shiny Eved. Maybe Eved's different. To call Yoma V'Yoma of Kilei Mitzvos. Every day he sits by the guy, he came to Mitzvos. That's why maybe it is dafka. We 100 times, you got to get this guy back. Right?
We just have a chas on Jewish money. Now we got to pay 100 times as much to the guy.
It's a class.
Exactly. Next time, don't sell him. Vika da Amri, Amr Shur ben Levi, Hamocher Abdul Ovikochavim. If someone sells an Eved to a guy, Konten also ala Sar Bedamav. 10 times as much. Now, Bedavka ala Bedavka. Was that Bedavka? Exactly 10 times? Or not? Or just a Guzma, you know? So Tashma, Amr Shlakish, Hamocher Behem Akasal Ovikochavim, Konten also ad Mea Bedameha. You pay him, make him pay 100 times as much. So what do you see? Not bedafka. 10 times, 100 times. Not bedafka. Okay. Shiny Eved. No, maybe Eved's different. Dolo Hadrele. You don't get the Eved back. The Eved goes free. How much are we making you pay for an Eved not to even get him back? Right. Just the knas? The 100 times as much? That's a big knas. All right, maybe it's only 10 times as much. El Behema time am I. What about a Behema? What's the reason you have to go try to get the Behema back? Mishum the Hadrele. Because you get him back. So what kind of 100 times? 100 times? So lekin say treichad, pay a little bit more for the animal. The whole thing's gzeira, right? Gzeira atu, whatever Rashi said, Shabbos, whatever it is, whatever it might lead to. 100, pay a little bit. 11. Rashi says 11 times as much. 100 times as much, right? Ella eved milsa delo shchicha or milsa delo shchicha lo gazvi be rabbanon. How often does this happen? How often is someone selling an eved to a guy? Apparently, never happens. Very rare. So we don't make such a gzeira. If it does happen to happen, you pay 10 times as much. Okay. By my name of Yirmiya, may Reb Ami, Reb Asi. Machar Avdo Umeis. Let's say you sold an Eved. Machar Avdo Umeis. You sold an Eved at Umeis and he died.
Who died?
The master died. So the halacha, The halacha is, if you sell your master, if you sell your Eved and he dies, he goes free. You have to buy him back, though, right? So mocher, where am I? Mocher avdo umeis, mao shi kantu es bon of achra. So you make the child, now go pay 10 times as much to get the Eved back?
He's the Yoresh.
He's the Yoresh, right, exactly. Imtim tzolomar, so we do have a halacha, that sarum ozon bechor, if you, right, the halacha is that a bechor goes to the kohen. So you don't want the bechor to go to the kohen. So what do? You make a mumen in the bechor. I'll do that. And we make a knas on you if you did that. So, do we make a knas on the son? The answer is yes. If your father made a mum in the behema, the son also gets a knas. Why? He didn't do anything wrong. The answer is, umeis, knaso b'no achrav. We make a knas on the son. What the knas exactly is, I'm not 100% sure. Why? Mishom disur daraisi. That's a daraisa. It's a daraisa to make a mum in a carbon. Which is exactly what the guy did. Avalhacha, isur darabanan. It's only it's a darabanan. So what do you want from this? What do you want from this son?
Right, he didn't do it.
He didn't do anything wrong. This is the Rabbanon.
No, his father.
His father did it, right? So you make the son redeem him. Well, we make the son pay a knas on a bechor. Right. That's because this is the Raisa. Vim tim salomar kivin de malachto b'moed umeis lo kansu b'no achrav. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to do work a chalamoid. What if he did do work a chalamoid? So there's a knas. Whatever the knas is, does that knas go to a son? So what does that mean? That means that the father's about to get ready. He's got all the trucks ready for the field for Chalamoid, and he dies. So the answer is, there's no Knas. He didn't do anything. He's about to. He didn't do anything. Imtim Zalomar, Kivin de Malachta b'Moed. You're doing work on Moed. Umeis, and he dies. Lo Kansu b'no Achrav. We don't make a Knas. Mishum de Lo'av Adisuri. He didn't do anything. He was about to. He didn't do anything. Hachamai. What about over here? That's also Darabonim. It's not Daraisa about working on Chalamoid. Hachamai. What about over here? Ludide kanti rabbanon, right? Do only the father v'halase, and he's not a father, he's only the son. Odilma l'mamona kansa rabbanon. We knas on the money, right? V'ha isye, and he does. And we do make a knas, right? We do make a knas. Amale tinisua. So we're actually going to answer the question like this. Sada sheniskatzva b'shvias. Let's say you work on a field on Shemitah. What do? You were niskatz for the field. What does that mean in English?
You cleared the thorns.
You cleared the thorns. That's all in the Malacha Darabanan. You didn't plant.
No, he made the field.
He made the field better. So what is that? That's a Darabanan. So Matzah Shvias, you're allowed to use the field. You're over, this is Darabanan? Okay. Nitaiva o Nidaria. What if you actually planted? Right? You did some Daraisa already. Lo Tiz Rabba Matzah Shvias. Matzah Shvias, you're not allowed to use the field. How long you have to wait, I don't know.
Probably next crop.
I don't know, but whatever it is. The point is, on a Darabanan, there's no knas. On a Daraisa, there is a knas. From Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Naktinan Hitiva Umes. What if our father did a Issa Daraisa with the field? He planted whatever, and then he dies. So can the son now use the field Matzah Shvias? What would you say? You would say no. Why? Because it's a Daraisa, right. And the Knas. No! Umeis, Benozairo, the son's allowed to do it. Alma, what do you see? Ludidei Kansi Rabbanon. Only him we make a Knas. Libre Lo Kansi Rabbanon. Not the son. So how come by the Bechor we do Knas the son? I don't know. As I said, by the Bechor we do Knas the son. If it's only on him, what do you want from the son? Maybe because it's the goof of the animal. I don't know, it's the same thing about the field, the goof of the field. I don't know the answer to that question.
That's
also Daraisa.
Yeah.
I don't know. Amar Abaya, Naktinan, we know that Time Tahiro Shel Chavero, let's say I'm Matame your stuff. I'm Matame your stuff. Umes, and then I die. So Lo, Kansu, Rabbanon, Beno, Achrov. We don't, maybe this is the answer. We don't make a knas on the son.
Why doesn't he have to pay back
the debt? My timer, why not? Doesn't he have to pay back the debts and the mazik of his father? Right. Because it's hezek she'eno nicker. It's a hezek that's not nicker.
But it's still
a halachic hezek. It's not a real hezek. Lo shmei hezek, uknasa derabanan hu, it's only a knas derabanan, l'didei kansi rabanan, libre lo ka kansi rabanan. Okay? There's no question that you could damage somebody halachically, and if you ask a goy, are those fruits damaged? No, they look gorgeous, but they're tummy. So that's hezek she'eino nicker. There's no question you have to pay for that. There's no question. The problem is the guy died. Now, does the son have to pay for that? That I already know. Right? Why? Hezek she'eino nicker. What kind of heter is that? I shouldn't have to pay? What's the difference? What's the difference if I take the apple and I burn it, and I take the apple to make a tummy? Either way, nobody can...
Right?
What's the difference? So in Baba Kama, we'll learn the difference. The point is, you see there's a difference. Halachically, there's a difference. So maybe you can say the same thing by the field. The field is a hezek she'eino nicker. How can you say that? And then by the Bechor, it's hezek she'nicker. Imamish made a mum. Right? Imamish made a mum.
And a field is a difference.
And a field, what'd you do?
See.
Whatever you can see. Whatever I did to prepare the field... But on Shemitah,
you can see it.
So I don't know. I'm not sure what the difference really is.
No, so that's nicker. And then the fruit that he made, tummy, is not nicker. Tummy is not nicker.
Yeah.
So what do we say about the
evidence? What about the evidence?
Because we were asking, we were bringing all these situations to show what would happen if the son.
So it seems like the son does not have to buy back the evidence.
Because it's only Darabanan. It's
only Darabanan, right. Yeah. Okay, so next.
Does he have to pay the knas?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's the knas.
The knas is to buy him back. Then we said, oh, l'chutz l'aretz. Or he goes to chutz l'aretz. Right? If you take the eved to chutz l'aretz, he goes out free. Tana Rabbanan. Hamocha avda l'chutz l'aretz, etz l'cheres. If he goes out free, if you go take him to chutz l'aretz, he goes out free. V'tzarech get shichur mirabo sheni. But you need to get shichur from the second guy. Right? That means you sold him. He lived in Haifa with you. You sold him to somebody in Woodmere. The owner in Woodmere has to write him, he goes out free. And the owner in Woodmere has to write him a get shechur. Rishir ben Gamliel omer, pa'amim yotzei, pa'amim lo yotzei. Sometimes he goes out free and sometimes not. Ketzad, omer leploni avdi, machivtihu, leploni, antuchi, lo yatza. What if you say I'm selling him to my to this guy from Antioch from Antioch, he doesn't go free. Why? So Rashi says because what it means is that the guy was born in Antioch. It doesn't mean he lives there. So it could be he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says mashma shenolad b'Antiochia. Even that's where he's from. That's his where he was born. Lo mashma shenolad v'dar b'Antiochia. It doesn't mean he lives there now.
Why is that? Because he's less mitzvahs. Why is it?
Yeah, he's less mitzvahs. I think that's why. Vikal Meimar, lo You didn't sell him on condition. He take him there. Hilkach lo yatzalucheres. He doesn't go free. Afilu holicho yesh lo madaita lachzer. And even if he takes him there, it's not permanent because we didn't know he lived there, so he doesn't go free. However, la antuchi sheba antuchia yatza. But if he says, you know who I am? I'm so and so. I was born there. I live there. Then obviously he goes free. You knew he lived there. He's the Antioch. He's like the premier citizen from that city. Vatanya, but we learned Machru Lantuchi Yatzal Antuchi Hashori Belud. One second. Vatanya Machartihu Lantuchi Yatza. He goes out free. Lantuchi Hashori Belud Lo Yatza. He doesn't go free. So the first half says he goes free. Why? He doesn't born there. Lo kasha, ha, the Itzle base of Eretz Yisrael. When does he not go free? Where he lives in Israel. Ha, where he does go free, the Itzle Yoshpiz of Eretz Yisrael. He's just visiting. So you have to know the facts. Boy, Reb Yirmiya, Ben Bavel, you have a Ben Bavel, Shenasa Isha be Eretz Yisrael, takes it to Eretz Yisrael, Vechnisa la Avadim Ushvachos, and she brings along all the Avadim, Vidaito Lachzar, right? But they're going to go back.
His intention is to go back.
To Bavel.
Right.
And take all these slaves with them. Right. Mahu, what's the story? Right?
Kasha.
Right? So Rashi says, what's the kasha? Mi have hach itisa kimocheres eved zeh l'chutz l'aretz b'nisuin halalu? Is that considered as if he sold them with his marriage or not? So, tiboy lamanda amar hadinimo. Tiboy lamanda amar hadinimo. There's an issue. Hadinimo, hadinimo means... Let's say when the marriage is over and the husband says, listen, I've been working these avadim all my life. I love them. They're great guys. I don't want to let them go back to you. I'll pay you for them. She says, no, I want them. So who's right? He'll pay fair market value. Whatever they're worth, he'll pay. But he wants mamash them. So can he keep them and pay? Or does she have the right to say, no, I want my avadim back? That's a machlokas. No one's jipping off anybody, not one penny. The question is, does she have the right to say, no, I want them back? Or does he have to say, no, I'll pay you for them?
No, but when she brought these avadim into the marriage, didn't the ownership revert to the husband?
No, the use of them goes to the husband. Now the husband says, I really like them, they're great workers, I want to keep them, I'll pay you for them. Does he have the right to say that? And does she have the right to refuse? That's a machlokas. That's what it means. Tiboy lamandam hadinimo, she's right. And tiboy lamandam hadinimo, he's right. That she's right, given that dinima, since she's right, kiti de dummy, they're like hers.
Right?
Oh, Dilma, no, given the mishabdi le lepere, but the whole time he uses them, kiti de dummy, they're like his. Tibar lamanda amar hadinimo. You can even ask the same kasha if he's right. Given the hadinimo, since he's right, kiti de dummy, they're like his. Oh, Dilmore, no, maybe given the lo koni le legufe, since he never really owns them. Kididda dummy, they're like hers and teku. We don't have an answer to that question. Okay? Okay, with another minute, we'll do a little bit. Omar Vavo, Shanala Li Rabbi Yochanan, Eved Shiyata Acharabal Asuria, right? In Eved, you know, we're going to stop here. It just gets too complicated now. No, let's try to do it. Eved Shiyata Acharabal Asuria, an Eved who follows his master to Surya. Umachro sham rabo, and then the master sells him there. Yotzel lecheres, he goes out free, right? Aye, v'atani Reb Chia ibed es zechuso. He lost his zechus because he went willingly, right? So lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan shadas rabo lachzer. One case was where the master planned on returning. Kan, but Reb Chia held she'ein das rabo lachzer. He didn't intend on returning. Ah, Vatanya, Yotza Evad Acharabal Asuria. Says he followed him. Yotza, he followed him. Lo sagi de lo nafik. He can't stay. Right? He can't stay.
Wait a second. But if he's an ebony, he has no choice.
What?
He has no choice if he's an ebony.
Vatnan, ein akol motzien. Not everyone can go out. El yatza eved, ach rabo lasurya, umachu sham rabo. Im das rabo lachzer, kofernoso. Im ein das rabo lachzer, ein kofernoso. So what does that mean? Right? So then it depends if the master, if the, exactly the, it depends what the machshava was, it depends if the Eved had the right to say no. Right? All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.